So in Ganden, Sarah Drepung, he will have a throne everywhere. He is the highest reigning Lama within the Gelug school. The highest. He represents the throne of Lama Tsongkhapa. The current one is the 101st Ganden Chipa from Tsongkhapa. So from Tsongkhapa, the next one, up to now, unbroken for 600 years. The current one is the 101st Ganden Chidrimchi. So we address him as His Holiness, Ganden Chidrimchi, Lumik Namgyel, or Jetsun Lumik Namgyel. He hails from Ganden Shakti College, an elite master, elite. And His Holiness Ganden Chidrimchi, I dare not call him. Dare not, I won't even joke in front of him. Mm-mm. That's my boss's boss, that's a big, big one. Okay, I have a friend that told the abbot that I wish to get a forward from him. Yet or not, I don't know. The abbot called him, talked to him, and he said, fine. I was like, fine. I sent my group there quick before he changed his mind. And our whole group flew there to get the forward from his Ganden Chidrimchi himself. Can you imagine that? Where is he? Huh? Oh, the first one, huh? So our group went there to meet His Holiness, the 101st throne holder of Lama Tsongkhapa, Ganden Chidrimchi. He is the supreme head of the Gelugpa school of Buddhism. No one. The Dalai Lama is the head of all spiritual affairs, not king. But Ganden Chidrimchi is of Gelugpa. There he is, very kindly granting audience in our group here. Sharon, Liaison Ruby, Andy, our writer, Kichara Media Publications, Liaison Joseph, Paris, writing for Kichara Media Publications, and Susan. They all went there to meet him. He signed it for us to use for our book. That is the supreme head. He backs our work. He backs what we do. He not only listens to the abbot, don't think he cannot check his own divination, have his way of checking. So if we do funny things, we will discredit them. And they will have to talk to His Holiness what happened. We will never do that. After getting the forwards and backing from the highest reigning lama of my country, I will be even more humble and quiet and work harder. It's not easy to get their backing. To us, he is the Pope. Okay? And this is his personal stationery. Chi Longlik Labrang. Chi is Ganden Chidrimchi. Longlik is his name. Labrang is his household, his authority. He's already signed and sealed it for us. All it's written in English. Fabulous. So we have the backing of the highest authority of my land, His Holiness Ganden Chidrimchi. I have the backing of my own personal boss, Shakti Monastery, Ganden Shakti's abbot. So you can be confident with their blessings. And remember, the abbot represents all the monks there. If the monks don't back him, he won't simply sign him. Definitely not. It's all been accomplished. Now, I'll show you some pictures of them very quick. This is at a Gelugpa meeting in Dharamsala. Under the auspices and blessings of His Holiness Dalai Lama, His Holiness wasn't present. Under the auspices, Dharamsala itself, the headquarters. Okay? These are controls. So I'll show you a picture of the High Lama's gathering. Ganden Chidrimchi, Jangse Chöje, Shapa Chöje, and the abbot of all the monasteries, Ganden Sera Drepung, all, Dashi Mumpo, and Gyudu Gyume, all gathering for a very big meeting for Gelugpa affairs. Okay? I'll show you this, and then that's about it. Is there control? Can I? Thanks. Does it work from here? Try it.
Oh, that's quite small.
Okay. Shall I go to the center? Turn off the light. Okay. In the center is His Holiness Ganden Chidrimchi, the head of the whole Gelugpa School of Buddhism. Right there. On the left. Left. Jenny, can you? Relax. Lana White today is not well. Left, my dear, left. On the left is His Holiness Jangzi Chuji, the Lord of the North. On the right is his Holiness Shapa Chuji. And by the way, Shapa Chuji comes from the same monastery as Tem Monastery. He is from Tem Monastery in my part of Tibet, my previous life. The one in the lay clothes on the right is, point to it, His Holiness Kapa Chisen Dambar Rinpoche, he is the highest reigning Lama of Mongolia. He is a reincarnation of Taranatha. Okay? So he is the head of all Mongolian Buddhism. All. Everything is under him. Then point, next one after that, on the right, is His Holiness Kapa Ling Rinpoche. That's a reincarnation of Dalai Lama's senior tutor. Okay? Then go to the right. Left, sorry. This is His Eminence Kalim Tripa Sandong Rinpoche. He is the Prime Minister of the exile government of Tibet. The Prime Minister. He is number one. Alright, under all that. Behind him, under Ganden Trinity, behind Ganden Trinity, is the Abbot of Ganden Shartse. Those are all the abbots standing up behind them of all the monastic colleges of Ganden, Sera, Drepung, Ganden Shartse, Ganden Changse, Drepung Goma, Drepung Losling. The monastery itself, Drepung Goma and Drepung Losling combined, should have over 4,000 monks. And then Sera May, Sera J should be over 5,000 monks. All the heads, all of them are there for a meeting. Oh, there, the names are there. See? They're all there, yes. Okay? So, let me show you Ganden Chirimchi. Ganden Chirimchi is the only Lama out of all of them that they receive with incense to show deepest respect when he's coming for the meeting. The only one. Okay, play. Ben, you can have your remote back.
Doesn't work.
Thanks. This is at an all Gelupa meeting in Dharamsala about Gelupa affairs and the growth and how to manage the centers around the world, the colleges, all that. Play, please, play. Play, please. Play. I'm gonna go to another cinema. And this video is produced by Dalai Lama's monastery, Namgyal Dratsang, or Namgyal Monastery, the Sila Palachakra. Fast forward till we get to the picture, because there's a lot of words here you don't need to read. Oh, there's a picture man in the back. It's talking about something that I'm great, I'm fabulous, I have a great center of relations for me, something like that, you know what I mean. And that they want me to become the Trinity, but I don't have time. Okay, back. Back. Okay, play. That's the meeting hall, that's the Tibetan Library of Archives and Works in Dharamsala. That's the Prime Minister. This is Jangze Chuji Rinpoche coming. Second in command. From Drepung Monastery. Dema Lodzho Rinpoche from Drepung Monastery, one of my gurus. His Holiness Lungrik Namgyal Ganden Chirimchi is arriving. This is the reigning head of the Gelupa School of Buddhism, with the incense escorting him in for the meeting. He will make offerings for the whole meeting. Everybody standing in respect to him, all the high lamas, all the masters, all the abbots. This is Ganden Chiba. They went to France to see him, by the way. He speaks French. All the abbots, all the high lamas, all the administrative heads are waiting for His Holiness Ganden Chirimchi. Now he's making offerings on behalf of everyone, for the whole Gelupa school. To commence the meetings. Gatsanda. Now they invite His Holiness to his seat. Everybody's waiting. All the high lamas, all are waiting for him to sit. He is a representative of Lord Tsongkhapa, elected by His Holiness. As you see, the abbot of our monastery. This is what decides Gelupa School's affairs, by the way.
犯罪遵守者等的行政使然你西就算的等级虽然行政等必须就
They are, Gyudendra Sang is making offerings to the whole Sangha, the High Lamas there, of tea and bread. They made an announcement. Please pause it. Oh no, too late. Go back a little. Stop. Pause. Okay, Jenny, get up please. From the right, point to the person on the right. Yes, one, next one, two, three, four. That's number four, that's the abbot of my monastery, who's up there with all, these are all abbots of the great monasteries. That's the abbot of the monastery who gave us the four, who's there with Anacharimchi conducting meetings. So what I'm telling you is we got the four from the head, Li Tang. There's no one higher for us. There's no other authority. They're the ones who can pull or say yes or no. So if you receive their four, you're in good hands. I'm not here promoting myself. I'm promoting myself for Ganden, for the Dharma, and for what we're doing here. You're all new. Let me explain to you where my validity comes from, where our center comes from, where our lineage comes from. This is what I'm showing all of you. Okay? And I got this video just when they came back on their trip. Fast forward, please.
他在吹吧，不让他是part。Okay, this is his all in Sanjeevan. What he says goes to Gilokosu.
And our land that we have in Ganden that we acquired is right next to his house. So we're living next to Ganden Chirumji, so maybe we can say we're Ganden Rumji or something. I don't know. Pray up on his name. Business, huh? Well, I don't need to tell you what he's talking about. He's talking about me. Okay, skip over. Fast forward it to the habit.
Fast forward, yes.
This is Lelum Sheva Dorji Rinpoche. He's from Drepung College. I used to attend teachings with him many years ago. This is Gongkha Rinpoche. Sheva Chuji Rinpoche. The Abbot of Losling. Making offerings to the heads. Oh, he skipped over the habit too quick. It's alright, you guys saw it. He was giving a speech there, but it's alright, you won't understand. So, that's His Holiness Ganden Chirumji, His Holiness Jansi Churje, Shapa Churje, and the Abbot of my monastery, all the abbots. That is the four we have gotten. This meeting was in Dharamsala. Remember, they are the reigning heads of the Gelugpa school. Okay, so all of us come under the jurisdiction. Lights, please. So that's fabulous. And I'll have this out on display. We'll display properly in a few days coming up after I do a write-up with the writers. Okay, again, the abbot. And it's almost gone in trilogy. The reigning head. So there we go. I don't want to show off or anything, but I don't think Ganden Trip was stupid to write a forward for me, right? I must be doing something right. So hand over the money. Okay, so are we clear on why the items are holy? We have some understanding. I didn't go into very in-depth, but I gave you why. Because you guys need to know why I explained to you. Explain it to other people. Not just in relation to Dharma Center, in general, holy items. Why? The altruistic mind. Second, I talked to you what we can do with these items. These items, the malas, listen very carefully. The malas may be attached to our own malas. So we can go to Saraswati Arts Department and take a part of malas and add their holy mala. If we buy one, put it right here. Why? To bless us in our practice and touch it when we do our mantras and activate the blessings. So we can put it on our mala. Wow. I took my guru's mala and put it on left and right for years. We can also wear it. We can hang it. We can put it on an altar. Or we can buy a stupa, like Thais have beautiful glass stupas. We can buy a beautiful stupa and put it in a relic area for worship on our altars. Definitely. Definitely. Those are very rare. Remember, they are priceless. They're very, very priceless, and they were given to us specifically for raising funds. Some of them over 20 years old. The Dharma text, the same thing. So I will confer with the wonderful writers that we have that work overtime and very hard, and I'll do a write-up on it, and I give an explanation, and I will have all these items available, with the deepest respect, I say this, at our outlets, for people to invite. I'm so sorry to say in that way, I don't mean any disrespect. But I have their permission, so it's fine. So be at the outlets available. And all of it will go for raising funds. For what funds? It will be stated clearly. Be stated. Okay? So those are the holy items, and that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. Why they're holy, about holy places. So instead of talking specifically about each holy place, I talked about how it becomes holy. So you can apply that to anything. Okay? That's it. I didn't even give you guys a break, but you got great bladders. You held it. So tonight's talk was about why holy objects are holy and how they're holy and their source. And also I explained to all of you, interspersed with Dharma, why holy objects become holy due to altruism. Altruism is developed by mind training. So, preceding all of this, I gave you the teachings on mind training, on transformation, on identification of one's mind and how to transform and change it. So I started with mind training. I started with how to identify why should we train our mind. So I gave you a rundown on samsara and its ills. And preceding that, I gave you an explanation of our mind and how it operates, how it perceives, by examples of friends, enemies, people we like and don't like, situation, anger, all that, I give you a talk. So that talk is on the mind and how it works and how it perceives. And then I graduated to how to counter that to become a much, much better person and the reasons for countering that. And I told you the necessity for practicing religion. And on top of that, I went to telling you the actual countering of that is altruistic mind. And the development, and the need for development, and the reasons for developing the altruistic mind. Then I went to the next step to tell you that from an altruistic mind, all things and all items that touch this altruistic being containing this mind, the objects become relics and very precious. And from that, I explained to you the objects and the relics and the preciousness. And then I went further to explain to you how they are used and what they're used for and why they're precious. So I gave you a very systematic Dharma talk intertwined with relics, with precious items together, so that you get knowledge on a very fundamental basic level of precious items, and I gave you an explanation of Dharma intertwined. I think we're quite complete. So in our Dharma talks, I try to do that. I don't want to get very philosophical and deep because it won't concern you at this time. I won't give you teachings of higher tantra because we're at a different stage right now. I give you fundamental Buddhism combined with living examples, and I apply it to your daily lives. And you listen and you absorb it, and I'm giving you the very sources and information and reasoning for your meditations. So what I've taught you should be applied to your meditations. And then when we have more of these teachings, combined with your reading and your personal study, combined with making offerings, prostrations, and vajrasattva, your spiritual practice will grow. And this is what I'm about. This is what my center is about. This is what Ganden Shatsi Monastery is all about. So no hocus pocus here. No funny rituals. No bomo. No nothing. The teachings are free. Everything's provided. The place is beautiful. The place is aircon, and everything's maintained. So you can just walk in and receive the teachings for free. I think you've received quite a lot tonight due to the kindness of many beings. So if you help and contribute to this center, this is what you will be doing for many others. Many, many others. I have no other purpose in this country or on this planet for that matter, except to share the Dharma with others, to share. In hopes that it can make a difference. World peace I can't do. Self peace and peace around me I can do and contribute. And we follow the holy school of Buddhism that was started by the great Lama Tsongkhapa, who's incomparable. We call him in Tibet Gyalanyipa, the second Buddha. The lineage is pure. The lineage is based on debate, knowledge, understanding, thinking, clarity, and information. We have great meditation masters who have incredible occult abilities. In the Gelugpa school of Buddhism, it is frowned upon why not everybody can have those kind of abilities and powers, and those are only maybes. So we like to focus on logic and thinking and brain work. Many, many psychologists in the West now take up Buddhism. Many, many, because it's very matching to psychology. So some people label it as a way of life. It can be a way of life, but it's much more than that. It can offer you self-liberation, moksha, freedom. So it's a way of life. It offers you moksha. It's accepting. It's open to everyone. It is very, very kind. It is very, very beautiful. Why? We can join together as Buddhists and non-Buddhists and listen to the truth. No conversion involved. So it's very, very powerful. So for some of you who don't know how to start, I would recommend very much to go to any of the outlets and try to contact people like Jenny at the outlets, or Juan at the outlets, and people like Millie at the outlets, and Irene at the outlets, who are a little more senior, and they can recommend very wonderful books that they know that I recommend very, very much. And you can also start your practices without commitment, without initiation, without swearing or promising or taking refuge on Lama Tsongkhapa's holy guru yoga. And by the way, I listened to the VCD from our group who went to France and came back. Ganden Chiramji himself recommended for us to practice the guru yoga Lama Tsongkhapa. That was his own advice. So all of us who are new or not new, whatever, practice Lama Tsongkhapa's guru yoga, take Lama Tsongkhapa as your yidam, and develop the three qualities that he embodies: compassion, Avalokiteshvara, wisdom, Manjushri, and skillful means, Vajrapani. That's what his mantra embodies. Hold your refuge vows. If you don't have refuge vows, act as if you have refuge vows, and prepare yourself for refuge vows. Be very loyal in a spiritual sense and very devoted to your Lama. Listen to the teachings and practice. Be honest and straightforward. And practice the 8 verses of thought transformation that's on that wall, on the right side of the main door. Practice the 8 verses of thought transformation. Practice Lama Tsongkhapa. Apply that to your lives. Practice Lama Tsongkhapa's guru yoga and focus on Nyingma. Focus on Nyingma mantra day in, day out. When you're working, when you're driving, have Lama Tsongkhapa's image, statues, wherever you can, pass it to other people and share with other people. Not to convert, to give something precious that will bless and make a difference in their lives. That's the reason. And the people who are very difficult around you, practice extreme patience. Without them, we cannot develop real patience. We cannot. And those people who are very kind to you, do not be attached to them. All things will come to an end. We have a chance to practice. Practice what? Harmony. bringing security, making our lives more happy with a purpose. How many trips can we take overseas? How many delicious foods can we eat? How many times can we make more and more money? That doesn't spell success. That just spells passing our time away waiting for death. And those of you who can do it, then I request you on behalf of Ganden Monastery, on behalf of my abbot, to please contribute in any way, shape, form, energy, resources, your intelligence, your abilities, to the growth of the Dharma. And if you choose it through Kichara House, then I also ask you on behalf of the monastery to develop Kichara House, develop its associates, develop its outlets and its different departments, and feel it's an honor to work and do things with our departments. Why? Our people are just like you. The only thing is they went one step ahead and they gave up everything to work for the Dharma. The rest of us, very difficult to give up everything to work for the Dharma. They have. So we should show the liaisons and the people that work for the center and the volunteers and different departments extreme respect, extreme courtesy, and rejoice in what they do. And not expect them to be kind to us, expect them to be nice to us, expect them to be like this and like that with us, because they have went one step ahead of us. They're doing more than us at this time. So we should think that they represent Ganden Monastery and we should help them. Any funds we raise will all be for the extension of the center and the retreat center and Ganden Monastery. And then our committee and our writers and our different departments have different fundraising projects. Please be involved. Please help. Example, something as simple as this. They have a nice dinner, very cheap. Everyone, please go. $25, I don't care how poor you are, go and support. With what motivation? By doing this, may I support Ganden Monastery. By doing this, may I support the Sangha. By doing this, may I support Holy Dharma House. And whatever commitments we've made to our lamas, don't procrastinate, don't change, don't move this way, don't move that way, manipulate this way, that way. You can trick your lama, but you can't trick your own karma. Keep your guru devotion very strong. Keep your samaya very clean. That will be the ingredients for success. And if you have the honor and the privilege to work very close with your lama, don't abuse that privilege. Don't let it go. Work close. Take advantage. Life is short. How did we meet a lama to work with? Think it's precious. It may be referring to me, but I'm telling you general. So we should think like that very much. We should be united, harmonious, based on logic, based on information like I've taught you tonight. And working for the Sangha is incredible blessings. It's the best thing lay people can ever do to serve the Sangha. It's not only in Tibet, in Thailand, they're very, very service-oriented to the Sangha to offer food and clothes and robes. Very, very much. So this is not a tradition that started in Tibet, it started in India by Lord Buddha himself. Okay? So tonight, basically, we have a few committees. We have the Vajrayani Paradise Committee for the Vajrayani Chapel. We have the Kichara Extension Committee, who is in charge of raising funds, the rest of the funds, because we want to raise part of it for our building that we've already purchased. If we don't raise enough funds, then we need to take a loan, which is fine. We take a loan, but it's more burden. And also, we have the outlets that people can volunteer, work, and help, and do anything. If you don't have time, you'll never have time. If you make time, you'll have time. Simple as that. If you say you're surviving, you know my philosophy on surviving. So think like that. And whatever you committed to the Dharma, don't wait for other Dharma people to chase you and push you. You do it. Do you know why you do it? Do you know why? Let me tell you why. Because you're kind. Because it's a way for you to manifest your kindness. It's a way for you to manifest and do things that bring tremendous benefits to others. That is why. And be very kind to our staff. Be very kind to our people. Be very kind to people who've given up everything to work for the Dharma. They make mistakes. They have their bad days too. And they do things wrong too. So, deal. So be kind to them, because they're very kind to give up everything to work the Dharma. Imagine if everybody quit and say, I'm not going to do it, then the center, everything closes, everything finishes, the Dharma dies. We can't allow that. Something too precious. So whatever skills you can contribute, please contribute to Ganden Monastery through Kichara House. Whatever you can do, please help and please assist. Why? I need it. And I'm asking and begging you on behalf of the monastery, because once we take ordination, that is our job today. It is our job. That's all. And why do I need to help you? Because I can't do it alone. Very simple. No tricky words here. Okay? I have enjoyed tremendously to talk with all of you and to give a Dharma talk. Tremendously. In a few minutes, we'll do a dedication. We're finished. And believe it or not, what time is it? We're going to finish before 12 midnight, Cinderella. And for any of you who know me, that is an accomplishment. Okay, so our liaison, Tiki, do you want to make an announcement? And nobody trying to sneak out with any of those holy malas. I've got people watching.
Thank you, Rinpoche, for permitting me to share with all our brothers and sisters and our friends. Give us this opportunity actually to create a course for us to contribute to the growth of Rinpoche's Dharma work. And in this case, is in regards to the Ladrang. As Rinpoche has mentioned just now, the Ladrang is actually the palace of the king. In this case, the household of...
The house of the Lama.
The household of the Lama. But equivalently, it is like the palace of the king. And without this, without a strong foundation of the king, in this case,
can we skip the king thing?
At the Lama, we would not have this great opportunity to expand the activities of Rinpoche's work. So it is very, very important, and Rinpoche has been very kind, not even mentioned for one time that it's actually the Ladrang that we should start off with, so that his work will spread even stronger. So in this case here, we're talking about the expansion of the Ladrang. As we all know, we currently have one Ladrang unit, and because of the growth of the Rinpoche's work, we now have expanded into Ladrang number 2. And what this means is that we will need more resources to support the activities of Rinpoche. Just to mention a few, we need to expand all the Dharma activities via KMP, or in this case the Charanamrita publication, and we also, this will lead to more activities in marketing Rinpoche's work, and then there's this PR communication that we have to do, whether it goes through the website, whether it goes through the books, interviews, the press, etc., etc. And the manifestation of all this will mean that there will be more coordination work required. And in this case here, we may need a couple more liaisons to help in the Ladrang itself. And therefore, all this amount to having to fund all these activities. So, with this option that I have that Rinpoche has kindly given me to share with all of you, we are seeking about 10,000 funds a month in order to have us expand all these Dharma activities at the Ladrang. And if any of you who would like to participate, you don't necessarily have to come to me. We have quite a few liaisons that are in this room today. And may I just ask that please stand up for a quick minute so that you know who they are. And they may be your friends. And you can talk to them individually to understand what's the purpose of the Ladrang. So if you all can stand up, please, liaisons. I'm Tiki, this is Jenny. Jenny is the liaison for Rinpoche's private sectoral work. Joseph here, the liaison for the publications. For Ruby, she's the liaison for all the personal affairs of Rinpoche. And on the other side, we have Henry. He's the liaison for the business activities and all the business development of the Charter House. We have Irene over there. Irene is the assistant liaison to Henry, and she assists Henry in all the business development. And then we have Paul, who is at the back there. Paul is the liaison for all the financial affairs of Pachara House. And finally, my wife, Maple, she is the liaison for relations, and including assisting myself for the operations of Pachara House. And I'm Tiki, I'm the liaison for the operations of Pachara House. So you can speak to any one of them anytime you like. If you want to know the purpose of the Ladrang, And at the same time, if you wish to donate any funds, you can go via the liaisons, or you can contribute by offering to, say, pledge certain fund for a year, and you can pass the fund to the Pacharao's administrator. In this case, this is we have our administrator, Mei. Mei, where are you? Mei? Oh, she's in the kitchen. Okay, I think most of you know who Mei is. So you can pass the check to her, or funds, or whatever. Or if some of you who are more discreet, you wanted to contribute via a direct transfer through the bank, you may also get the bank account number from Mei, and she can advise you what to do. Okay, so that's all I have. And if you all have any questions later on, you can come to speak to any of the liaisons. Okay, thank you very much.
Where there is no Dharma, let there be the Dharma. Where there is a misunderstanding of Dharma, may we clear it. May we take the responsibility to clear it. And where there is Dharma already, may it grow much, much bigger. In this life, I've done so much eating and sleeping and spending and having fun and decorating, and my death is very near. And at the time of death, what do I have to take with me but empty words, some accomplishments, and some money to pass to my lineage? But how will that help me at the time of death, when I close my eyes for the last time in this life? Where will I take rebirth? Who can help, and who can guide, and who can lead me? For fear of the three lower realms and taking rebirth in the future, I will develop my mind. I'm not the only one that has to endure many difficulties in the life cycle again and again. And some don't even have a guide or wisdom or anyone to explain things to them. May I be the one to assist and help and lead them. May I become a fully enlightened Buddha to be a tremendous benefit to others. May I hold my Yidam Lama Tsongkhapa clear and close to my heart to develop the three qualities that he has achieved and he symbolizes and that I need. I will make offerings. I will make mandala offerings. I will make incense offerings and prostrations. And I will engage in the mantra practice and meditations. I will also do the study of Dharma. And I also attend Dharma talks and do Dharma activities for one reason: to add to the store of merit in order that I can develop my mind before it's too late. What really has purpose? What really has purpose in my life? We should think carefully. What really has purpose? All beings that make me unhappy, all beings that I've come across that disturb my mind, and all beings that, at their fault or my fault, make me unhappy and angry, I will forgive them. I will not retaliate their harm. I will not let them harm me, but I will not retaliate their harm. I will be kind to my spouses. I will be humble. And I will not be arrogant. And I will not make unnecessary demands. I will appreciate all the good things that I have, such as a great country, good food, good lineage, healthy body. And I will treasure those things that money cannot buy. And in my journey of transformation of my mind to become a better and better person, that sometimes I slip, forgive me, my Lord Buddha, forgive me, I will get up and do it again until I succeed. In this life and future lives, may I always be attracted to the doctrine of compassion. May I always be attracted to the doctrine of skillful means and tolerance. May I never be attracted to the opposite or even the word intolerance or anger. In this life and all future lives, wherever I take rebirth and wherever I reside, may I be attracted to only those words, those practices, those groups, and to develop my mind towards those accomplishments. May the land be still and at peace. May the crops grow. May there be no natural disasters. May the government grow and become strong and have long lives, all the ministers. May everyone follow the rule of the law of the land. May all religious teachers and all religious institutions grow and expand. May I abide in tolerance, forgiveness, and compassion, because that is the only way I can achieve higher happiness that is stable. And in the end, may I become a fully awakened Buddha, so that I can be of better and more service to others. To this end, I dedicate. Dasol. Dasol.
Thank you.
This man in the pink, behind the
Thank you. 这个礼拜。
还是很美，水是很定的。
哎呀，
水是很定的，找宝藏。
Thank you.